Well, we've given them permission to speak with him, and providing that the financials are right, then obviously we're not going to stand in his way.
So you would expect that one to go through, would you?
I would think that would go through sometime this week, if he can agree personal terms.
And Craig Davis?
Craig Davis, likewise, has intimated he wishes to leave, and Bolton Wanderers are the favourites to sign him.
Again, it's a blow in terms of numbers, Don, isn't it? Because you're down two players now, building up to what's a very big game with Leeds.
Well, I think if you look at the game on Saturday, Craig Davis and Scott weren't involved in the game. And we're into round four. So at the end of the day, you know, we have got 35 players that are actually on our books. And we're just going to have to use what we have at our disposal for the game on Saturday. And if necessary, if we appoint a manager in good time, then obviously he may want to bring someone in. We don't know. But at this moment in time, I think there are people within that squad that are capable of competing and beating Leeds.
And are you still getting people showing an interest in the job as well on a day-by-day basis?
Yeah, there are still people putting applications in, and I would expect that that will increase once they know that Sean is not going to join us.
And will you sit down with Luke Steele this week?
Yes, I'm meeting with Luke early part of this week, and we'll have a chat regarding going forward.
Because that would be a real plus, wouldn't it, if you could secure him on a longer deal?
Yes, I think it would be good both for the club and for Luke. I mean, he's committed himself to the club since 2008, which is a long time in footballing terms. And I think to put him on another contract, you know, provided we can agree terms with him, then there's no reason why, you know, we can't extend his contract.
And Bobby Hassel, how pressing is that? We spoke the other day and you said that, you know, it would seem a little cruel if you couldn't do anything with Bobby, given his service to the club. Is that something that you'll look to progress quite soon, or is that one that you can wait on for a bit longer?
I think that's one that we can put on the back burner, to be honest with you, Paul, because we know, you know, Bobby's contract doesn't run out until the end of June this year. So there's time. I think what we need to do in the main is to concentrate on the task ahead, which is trying to avert relegation.